You're listening to KNKX, and around here, you've no doubt seen people outside the grocery store or a coffee shop selling the Real Change newspaper. The vendors are all homeless or formerly homeless. The Seattle-based street paper has been around for more than 20 years. Now there's an effort to make it more visible. 88.5's Paula Whistle has the story.
Things are really hopping on this Wednesday morning at the Real Change offices in Pioneer Square. This is the day the paper comes out, and vendors are arriving to get their copies.
How much do they pay for the paper?
They pay 60 cents and they sell it for $2. All right.
But there's more than usual happening this morning. Each seller is being issued a bright green reflective vest, the kind you see on construction sites. The vests say Real Change on them and have the logos of local unions who are helping to provide them. The vendors seem to like them.
These ones, we actually have pockets. Pockets is always a big help.
They got places to put your papers. They got the high visibility is like, because when you're selling at night or early in the morning, people don't see you at night.
They're nice, they're bright. It looks like they glow in the dark. I don't know if they do, but
they do, by the way. That was Ronnie Williams, Lisa Sawyer, and Billy Osborne. Real Change says other street papers around the world have found that vests like these make things safer and make vendors more approachable and ultimately sell more papers. Real Change has been facing some challenges, like the fact that people don't carry around single-dollar bills anymore.
I think that, yeah, we're increasingly becoming more of a cashless society, but our vendors are still have their loyal donors.
Real Change's Camilla Walter says you can now buy the paper using the Venmo app, and Real Change has added things to sell, like holiday wrapping paper. But she says the biggest challenge is just getting the word out about what they do, given that there are so many newcomers to the area who don't know anything about the street paper concept. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.